breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. You know, there is actual other news besides the fact that the former president may be arrested tomorrow. I know that over the weekend, if you're watching social media, man, they just could not let go of it. And it was like both sides. That was all. It was like dog on a bone. The teeth were sunk in. You weren't pulling that from them. But I did actually bring this up in a couple of conversations on Sunday. Isn't it convenient that there that this indictment's coming down and that this arrest might be pending, given the fact that the banking crisis is just taking a new turn? And the people I was speaking with was like, wow, Kev, I hadn't even thought about that. I said, of course you hadn't, because they don't want you to think about that. That's part of probably why this is all being orchestrated the way it is. But let's get some insight on the banking crisis from the Heritage Foundation. Joel Griffith is a research fellow with the finance and regulations area of the Institute for Economic Policy Studies at Heritage. Joel, this is your first time with us. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough, nice to make your acquaintance. When we are talking about the banking crisis, the debate has been on the left, Trump deregulated, and all that deregulation did was let bad people run away and do bad things. And the other side says, you know what, if you institute woke policies as the focus of your banking business instead of solid banking business, you're gonna run banks into the ground. Who's right?
Thanks for having me on the show, by the way. I'm excited to be here. But if you look at what's actually happening right now with the banking crisis, a few things to keep in mind. Number one, I think we all know this. When you put money on deposit at a bank, the bank does not keep that cash in a vault. The bank lends out the money or makes investments with it. It's called fractional reserve banking. Typically, you have $10,000 at a bank. You can expect that only a few hundred dollars that will actually be kept on reserve. Now, there are regulations in place that are supposed to ensure that banks are being responsible with those dollars and how they invest and how they lend. Well, one of these regulations is saying, hey, if you're a bank, the safest place you can park your money is in U.S. government debt. Well, let's look back over the last few years. What happened to U.S. government debt? When you have interest rates rise, which we've had now, the value of a stream of payments from debt goes down because of inflation. So a lot of banks put hundreds of billions of dollars of depositor money into government debt, which is supposed to be very, very safe, but that government debt lost upwards of 20% of its value over the past few years, and that's due to a combination of factors. And here's the bottom line with this. We got into this mess over the last 3 years because of Republicans and Democrats teaming up together to spend trillions of dollars we don't have. And those trillions of dollars worth of spending were financed by our Federal Reserve printing trillions of dollars to buy the debt. And there's a lot of blame to go around here. Remember, it was a Republican president that signed into law a lot of these huge spending increases. That was Donald Trump. It was Democrats and Republicans in Congress getting together to actually push through those spending proposals. And it was our Fed that printed the cash to make it all possible. A lot of that money found its way into the banks. A lot of those funds were invested in what turned out to be a very, very risky investment, U.S. government debt. And that's what's happening now. The value of that debt has declined. People are wanting the money back from the banks. And it turns out, wow, if banks go ahead and actually cash in these losing investments on the bonds, there's not going to be enough money there to pay the depositors. And that's where you get these bailouts. Some of the wealthiest investors, some of the most crony capitalist companies in the world had their money parked at one of the riskiest banks, SVB, and now we're providing them with the bailout, making sure that they're all made whole. But that money comes at our expense, and I think you can expect a huge uptick in inflation going forward as the Fed prints cash to bail out these banks.
Well, and that's, you know, we've really gotten into this fiduciary policy where we do pretend that the printing press can just turn on and off and it won't really make an impact on the, you know, the economic well-being of the country as a whole. But when we're just printing money, there's no value to that. And it's not backed by anything. And, you know, it's easy for Joe Biden to look like the hero and sweep in and say, well, we're going to print cash to make everybody whole. And you just devalued everybody else's dollars in the market. And that's not going to be, you know, a huge amount that we're going to be demonetized because of this. But it is a chip away at the value of our currency.
Well, you're exactly right. If you look at a chart of all the money that's been printed by the Fed, starting particularly with, as we mentioned before, President Trump and a bipartisan Congress, you saw it skyrocket. And there was a delayed reaction. right, between the printing of the money and inflation. That's because we were living under a state of really house arrest across most of the country. So you had a lot of money being printed, put into people's checking accounts, and for a while, we didn't experience inflation because the economy was sadly shut. Well, once we were able to return to freedom, people started spending down all that newly printed cash, and there was that delayed reaction. That's when you saw that explosion in inflation. 40-year highs, of course. Well, over the last year, the Federal Reserve has basically been trying to soak up some of that money, and they do that by paying banks not to lend their deposits, and they hope to absorb some of that cash out of the marketplace. Well, if you look at a chart and you see the Federal Reserve's balance sheet shrinking over the last years, they're trying to claw back some of all that cash that's circulating. Over the last few weeks, they've actually undone half of their progress, and that's pretty scary. The Federal Reserve has actually been on a printing spree. They printed up $300 billion in 5 business days. That's almost six figures. That's almost $100,000 on an annualized basis per family of four. If they keep this up, inflation is going to worsen once again.
Joel, what's the solution? Say you get a different president in 2024, and I'm not sure that we can wait that long, actually. I mean, it would be nice if we could do something quicker than that. But what do you see as the long-term solution to this?
Well, you know, it's a twofold. Number one, we have to get our spending under control. We've been talking about this for years, but now we're actually experiencing the impact of when you run these huge deficits and you rely on the printing press to finance it, you end up with a lot of inflation. And that hammers the middle class and small business owners the most. The people at the very bottom that are on social welfare, you know, those payments are keeping up with inflation because we're spending ourselves in a bigger hole. And those at the very, very top have done quite well because they're invested in these assets that are put into bubbles when the Fed prints the money. So they've done well. But people in the middle have been squeezed. Right? The typical families earning $6,000 less per year in real terms than they were when Biden became president. So we got to have Democrats and Republicans in Congress recognize that we can't keep doing this. If you look at the long-term budget, if we don't change the law, we're going to end up spending a third of our economic output just on the interest on the debt. That's an amount equal to the entire federal spending right now. We can't do this any longer. We have to get the spending under control. But number two, Congress needs to rein in the power of the Federal Reserve. That central bank has so much power right now to print money at will, to buy up government bonds, to buy up private bonds, to buy up mortgages. They have wreaked havoc on our country now for 100 years. And for the most severe impact in our lifetimes has been over the last 3 years. It's the Fed that made the shutdowns possible. If you wouldn't have had the Fed printing up cash to buy up that debt during COVID, I guarantee you people would not have tolerated these immoral, senseless shutdowns. But because we are all receiving deposits into our checking accounts and businesses are receiving millions of dollars to keep their doors shut, there was very little political pressure to reopen when we should have. And now we are paying for that. So we've got to get the Fed under control. Congress can pass the legislation to do so, but it's going to take them recognizing that the Fed, in large part, is responsible for the economic misery many of us are living in.
Well, and the fact that the Fed can reach into your account under the circumstances of something called a bail-in, if they get themselves in bad situation and just take your deposit and replace it with an IOU, you're right. They're out of control. They have too much power. And it's obscene. Joel Griffith, thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Heritage.org for more info. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York.